So if I put a title to what I'd like for us to look at for a little bit this afternoon is attitude, but that's not the end of the title. Have you ever had, I tried to think this week, did I ever have mom to tell me, Dan, you got a bad attitude? I don't remember her ever saying it because she tuned me up before she told me what it was. So I'm looking at attitude. And this morning we were talking about Thanksgiving. So I would like to put for a title this afternoon, an attitude of gratitude. Now what would it be if someone would have to say, you know what, I've watched your attitude and I have to say that your attitude is one of gratitude to the Lord. What I want us to think about this afternoon is this morning it was being thankful, offering thanks to the Lord. I'd like for us to look at praise this afternoon. What is there a difference? It's almost like there's just a real fine line between one and the other. And yet I think there is a difference enough that we ought to look at it. Praise, it says to honor and extol, a commendation for personal virtues. And we're talking about the God of heaven. And when I look at that, I like to think of this. Thanksgiving is, I'm thankful for the things he's done for me. Praise is totally separate from that. I would like to think of it this way. Praise is who he is. Yes. Not about what he's done for me. I put this over in another category. Praise is just who he is and what his ability is to take care of any problem that I have. And Psalms 147 and 1, praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant and praise is comely. You remember this morning we looked at the verse in Psalms 100, it is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We all know that, but in our mind I want to be able, that's partly where this praise comes from. It's who God is, and it happens more as I recognize who I am compared to God. It makes me realize praise can go up to God. I have at work, we have a relay that we use. It's called a reversing relay, and it has an input signal that comes into it, and whatever is the input signal, the output signal will be reversed from that. If I put zero into the input, I have 20 pounds of air pressure coming out the output. It's a reversing relay. What does that have to do with praise? Think about this morning we talked about Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar had an input of who he was or who he thought he was. He was somebody way up here. On my relay, as I think about it, you put a big pressure on the input, you have no pressure on the output. The output is my praise to God for who he is. As I think of myself and look at Nebuchadnezzar, if he were put in like this relay here, what did he do when he walked out on his porch is not this great Babylon that I have built by my own power. His input was great of himself, but the output that is always how much praise do we bring to God? It was zero. But God went along and worked with him for 7 years. And when he came out at the end of it, if we could think about this relay, the input of who Nebuchadnezzar thought he was, he understood himself to be, was I am very low. And what did it do to praise to God? Now I praise and extol the great God of heaven, the one that can raise people up and he can set them down. And I think about that for our life. There's a verse for me to remember, because it'll affect my praise to the Lord. It's in Romans, the 12th chapter. Romans 12 and 3. I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Don't think more highly of myself or my abilities, what I can do, what I feel like I can do. But if I can realize, you know what, Lord, here's who I am. And one thing that helps me with that is to start seeing how the scripture looks at who I am. What does it tell me in Genesis 3? From dust thou art, and back to dust you're going to return. You know that we came with an humble beginning, and we're going to have an humble ending out of it all. We will turn back to dust again. And there is a verse that helps me to see. I want to be able to have more praise to God, so I need to see who He is more. And it's found in Psalms 8th chapter and the 3rd verse. And this is something that every one of us can do on a clear night. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what does it do? If my life is like that relay, an input of who I am, and with an output of the praise that's given to God for who He is, as I look at what God has created, it needs to cause me to say how great, well, just the song that we sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. That's only considering the natural things that God has done. It causes me to see myself not more highly than I ought to think. And it causes praise to come to God for who He is and how He is able to help us out. There is a verse, I was reading it this morning, because there are some situations that we can get to in life where we realize we're nothing and how much we need the Lord. If you look over in Psalms 107, Psalms 107, if you read through it, it has several places where it tells about something that's happening. And then it ends with, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. But I want us to go to one starting in the 23rd verse. And if you would think of yourself, the hazards of being out on the water in a storm just seem like it's a little more scary than if you were here on land. You can find something to get underneath here. But read this right here. 23rd verse. They that go down to the sea in ships that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. He commandeth, here God's stirring it up, He commandeth and raiseth the stormy winds, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths, and their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He bringeth them to their desired haven. So look at this of sailors that are going out on the ocean. You know, they can feel like they have all kind of confidence in their abilities. But God can bring on a storm that causes them to be wondering, am I even going to make it? Remember the one where the disciples were in the ship and the waves were so bad that they felt like this is the end for us. They went down and woke up Jesus needing help. So these men, after all of this storm, and then look at what should result from it. 31st verse, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. And I think about that. If they were able to go to their desired haven, that they didn't do it by their ability of saying, you know what, we really knew how to handle a storm. You remember when Paul was being taken to prison, taken to Rome, and they came to a place where he even told him it'd really be best if we stay in this place for the winter. Well, naturally, you could expect a prisoner to say that because he doesn't want to be sent on to Rome to be tried. So they decide one day there's a calm day and they head out, and then a storm hits. And he talks about for days they could not see any sunlight. And what would that matter? You know what? On a cloudy day back then, of how they navigated, of where they were, was by starlight at night. If it stays cloudy, and he said like 14 days where there was neither, no stars, no way to monitor where they were. How much they were dependent upon the Lord. And I look at this one. Oh, that men, and I believe that could be applied to us too. Oh, that we would praise the Lord for His goodness to us. In our times of need, we have We have some storms ourselves that happens. It's not so much water and wind as it can be troubles that come into our life. And I am so thankful that as we realize who we are, just because I realize myself to be nothing, what did Jesus say? Without me, you can do nothing. But then Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So I would like to always remember this relay. May I realize who I am and who God is. That's the input. The output is the praise that is given to God for who he is. I want to be able to have that. There's scriptures that talk about spiritual clothing that we put on. One of those is in 1 Peter 5:5. And it talks about being clothed with something. Be clothed with humility. Something that it's not a jacket that we put on. It says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. All of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. So that's part of the spiritual clothing that we can put on, clothed with humility. Can you think of in the scriptures, is there another apparel that we can put on? Something else that we have in Isaiah 61. Here's another garment. Isaiah 61:3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You ever had a spirit of heaviness? This says we could swap out if we wanted to. We could swap that spirit of heaviness for a garment of praise. You know what that tells me in that scripture right there? Is it's not about what God has done. It's about his ability to take care of my situation. I've got a spirit of heaviness because I realize there's nothing I can do about my trouble that I'm in. But I can swap it for a garment of praise. Praise is who he is and who he is able, how he is able to help me. The three Hebrews, when they had the risk of going into the fire, theirs was not about what God was going to do. You know, so often we want to say, I would like to be able to say, I know what God's going to do in this situation. He likes to keep it to where we don't know what he's going to do, and we commit it into his hands and still praise him for it. But I thought about them. What did they say to the king? Our God is able. That's the first step. You know, that's praise. God hasn't done this yet, and I don't even know how he's going to do it. But I praise him because down in my heart, I know that he's able. And I don't think that has to end with the fiery furnace back there. It's every situation that we come to in life that the first step that I have is God's able. And then the next step was he's going to deliver us. You know, so often I would say that step right there is going to be a positive thing. He's going to deliver me in the way that I want it to be done. Their confidence was not in that. Their confidence was, with our trust in God, we're going to come out on the other side and God's going to be the one who has done it, whether we perish in the flame or whether he helps us out. But then it had one more step. If he doesn't do it in any way that we're thinking about, we will not turn. I'm thinking about this. For us to have a garment of praise, I swapped it out for a spirit of heaviness that I had, a heaviness that I'm in this situation, there's nothing I can do about it. I wish there was. I can swap that for a garment of praise. God, I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know you're going to do something for me, and I want to be able to have that in my life. There is a verse in Matthew 15:8, because there's places where God said, I don't want to hear your songs of praise anymore. Why would that be? Matthew 15th chapter. Because here's a warning to me. I don't want to come into this kind of place. Matthew 15:8. This people draw nigh to me with their mouth, and they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I look at this verse and I hear sometimes in the world, they'll say, we're going to have a praise service. This service is going to be all about praise going up to God. And this one says, it's possible to honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And I think of the verse, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I say? So I'm searching for my own life. Lord, I want to be able to send up some praise. But you know what? I want him to be able to accept it and appreciate it rather than say, Dan, it does not match the life that you're living. I want to be able to please him with my life. I want to be able to give acceptable praise back to God. And there was a place where it talks about he inhabits praise. That's in Psalms 22 and 3. You know, if I can find out, you know, there's some places where God likes to dwell. You'll find him over here. Psalms 22, 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. You know, I'd like to know where God dwells. The things that he likes about my life where he would say, I love that smell that is coming up from these offerings that you're giving me. This praise from my lips, the sacrifice of praise that I give him. I want him to be able to smell that and say, that goes right along with the life you're living. And you're following after me and realizing who you are and who I am. He dwells where true praises are given. I want to be able to have that. I want to be able to have him wanting to dwell close by me in that place. There's another one in Psalms 34 and 1. How often would I do it? Just every once in a while I'll try it. I will bless the 34 and 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. To be able to have his praise coming from a heart that is following after him. This attitude, you know, good or bad, it's directed by our thoughts. We were talking about an attitude of gratitude. You know, for me to have that attitude, there's going to have to be some thoughts that have been processed, some that I'm throwing out, some that I'm keeping. Those thoughts of thanksgiving, of praise to God, thanksgiving for what he's done, praise for who he is in any situation that I'm coming up against. Because there are some other attitudes that want to come in that will also affect my praise, my thanks to him. One of those is unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is an attitude. And it's, where does it talk about lest any root of bitterness? It doesn't even have to start with a big thing. It can be just something was said, and I heard it, and I thought about it, and I decided what they meant by what they said, and I start building a list against what was done. An attitude of unforgiveness. It's going to affect my praises to God because unforgiveness starts turning everything in toward me. It's about what they have done, someone has done to me. And for me to be able to keep praises, what is it? My praise, his praise shall continually, it's just going to continually be flowing out of my mouth. That's going to be it's not about me anymore or how I think about it, but it's about him and who he is and his ability to take care of it. There are songs that can help me with that because there is an attitude of praise that I can have and I want to work on it more in my own life. I look at some of these songs. What helps me with that? We sang one this morning, What a Mighty God We Serve. When I look, what is Psalms 8, the one that we just read, whenever I look into the heavens and I see all these things that you have created, what did it help him to realize? It caused like that reverse and relay. It changed what his thought was about himself. He said, when I see all this, I say, what is man that you're mindful of him? why would you even, after all these things you have created, why would you even care? And yet he does care. And I'm very thankful for that. How Great Thou Art is another one. Just songs like that. The other song was that 109, Alone in Some Secure Retreat, The Sky O'ershadows Me. All nature smiles so soft and sweet. I'm thinking, Lord, of thee. What am I thinking? Lord, you haven't solved this problem for me or that one. You know, those affect the praise that goes up to him. When I can realize, Lord, you are well able, I want to have always in my mind the three Hebrews. I don't know how this one's going to come out, but God is well able. He's going to cause it. You know, that's where we end up with, I'm a winner either way. If it goes this way or if it goes this way, God was the one that allowed it. And I want praises to go up to him. And it says in Psalms 107, you know, they had several places in there. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works. And what are some of the things to praise him for? I was looking over in 1 Peter. First Peter in the second chapter. Some of the praises that can go up. 1 Peter 2 and 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises. And what I have to praise him for? Here's what I have to praise him for. Of him that hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes. Praise going up to him that he called me from darkness into light. I am thankful for that. And there's something else that he did. And it is over in Psalms, the 40th chapter. He didn't just call me out, but he caused something else to happen. Psalms 40 and in the second verse. First verse, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. And he set my, you know, these are all things that I can't do for myself. He set my feet on a rock. He established my goings. You've been able to feel that in your own life, that God can give us a steady footing to be able to walk on. And it says he's done something else. He put a new song in my mouth. You know, if you were to have a steady diet of country music, what's your output going to be? It's going to be pretty dreary. I've heard people say before, if you can put one of those on a record player and play it backwards, you get everything back. Your dog comes back. Your wife comes back. You know, he just tells all the things you're going to lose because of the life that you're living. And this one is, I don't have that song anymore. He has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many will see it in fear and shall trust in the Lord. This is the song that he's put in my mouth. It's praise to the Lord, and I'm thankful for that. So, and it says also one generation is going to praise you, praise the Lord to another generation. That's Psalms 145 and 1 through 4. And I think about that. That's good for our children to be able to listen to us with praise coming out of our mouth of who God is in my situations of life that I'll come up against. I don't know how he's going to do it. That's the thanksgiving that comes out of it whenever he does it. But I know that he is well able, and I'm thankful for that. So how does Psalms end up? What does it close out to be? The very last verse of Psalms gives us another call for praise. That last verse, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And I have breath, and I want to praise the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, what is the shortest chapter in the Bible? is Psalms 117. You know, Mom and Dad used to talk to us about learning a chapter in the Bible. We wanted to make sure we didn't say we would do Psalms 119, because that one is a long, long one. But Psalms 117, we would feel pretty confident that we could do that one. But what is that one talking about? Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. His merciful kindness is great toward us. You know what? We can use that today. His merciful kindness is great toward me. And the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. I want to be able to do that with my life. There is another one, Psalms 139 talks about, and I've thought about this with Marcus and Carissa. We're fearfully and we're wonderfully made. And it says because of that, there's going to be some praise. Praise thee because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. When I see and hear of the development of a child, God in control of it, you know, and even today as we're praying for Marcus and Carissa's baby, God has the ability to make adjustments. I believe he's doing that with the child. It's at least a whole lot better than what the predictions were from the beginning. And I think that we find that it is so safe for us to put our hand in the Lord's and praise him for who he is. Lord, you're able to take care of this situation for them. I love the attitude that I see coming from Marcus and Carissa. They praise the Lord for who he is. It's kind of like with the three Hebrews. He's able to heal the child. You know how dangerous it would be to make God have to do it? We don't know the future. And I think what they're doing is putting their hand in God's and saying, Lord, you can tell tomorrow's. What we're going to do is we're going to enjoy every day that you give us with this baby. You can cause it to develop and be normal again. You can cause it to come to whatever level. But what we do thank you for, I talked to him just a couple of days ago, and I said, how many days is it now since the baby's been born? Maybe 11 days or something. I said, you know what? Those are 11 blessings that the Lord has given, that you're able to spend some time with this child. And what we do is we don't look at what we don't have. We look at who God is. That's just one situation. We're all going to have some come into our life. And I want to be able to still, no matter how big the problem is, how big the storm is, he's the God, just like those men that are sailors. They're well experienced, but here comes a storm bigger than they are. And they are crying out to the Lord for help. And he helps them. And then it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works. I want to be able to do that in my own life. I'd like for us to close with a verse of a song. Song number 46. These are places that he has given us a place to praise him. It says, oh, I'll never cease to praise him. Hallelujah. He gives me peace abounding every day. You know what? I don't want to take that for granted, that the life of a Christian can have peace every day, even in the middle of troubles. He redeemed me from my sins and fully cleansed me. I find his service sweeter all the day. And it says, I praise him for the strength he daily gives me. I am running now to gain that heavenly prize. Soon with joy I'll reach the goal of life immortal and go sweeping through the gates of paradise. I will praise him, hallelujah. I will praise him more and more. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. So as we come to him with requests, this morning it was Thanksgiving. With Thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. But I think we can add one more thing to it. With thanks for what he's done, with praise for who he is. Well able to take care of any situation in my life, and I'm thankful for it.